Lincoln and Matthew McConaughey get spoofed again. Why you should take Consumer Reports ratings with a grain of salt. And how buckling up can save you from zombies. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to Auto Line Daily for October 28th of 2014. Now the news. Yesterday, Consumer Reports released its annual reliability study. It found that infotainment systems are generating more complaints than anything else, especially unresponsive touchscreens and problems pairing phones. We say amen to that. But when it comes to overall vehicle reliability, CR found that Asian brands are the most reliable, followed by the Europeans and then the Americans. But here's my Auto Line insight. Reliability is only one measure of how good a car is, and it is not necessarily an indicator of how well a car will sell. For example, the Scion XB and Mitsubishi Outlander are rated very high, but they sell in very small numbers. Meanwhile, all Jeeps and the Mercedes CLA are rated poorly, but those vehicles are flying off dealer lots. So while the Consumer Reports survey makes for interesting reading, it does not accurately capture what consumers really think about a car. From the P.T. Barnum, say what you want, just spell my name right, files, there's this. We're probably in day two of the smile alert at the Ford Glasshouse following NBC's Saturday Night Live featuring its Lincoln brand in the first 30 minutes of the show. Of course, the spotlight was courtesy of guest host comedian Jim Carrey spoofing three of those infamous Matthew McConaughey Lincoln ads in spectacular fashion. But nonetheless, the brand got more attention from the SNL demographic in 1.5 hours than it did in the last decade or two.
I mean, take a big step back. Like go from winning an Oscar to doing a car commercial. My agent was like, I could understand if you did this right after the Lincoln Lawyer. That would have made sense. But you don't buy a Lincoln because it makes sense.
All in all, a series of three unique spots ran in the first third of the show. They might have been sending up Lincoln and its spokesperson, but at the same time, these skits featured Lincoln's new star, the MKC, in a beautiful nighttime setting with great visuals in two of those spots. They almost look like legitimate commercials. And thanks to showings on the likes of Good Morning America, Access Hollywood, and over a million hits on YouTube, Lincoln's name continues to stay in the news. Looks like even before Halloween, the folks at Ford have already received an early Christmas present from Saturday Night Live. Spell my name right, indeed. Honda posted its second quarter earnings, and the overall results are pretty good. The company sold just over a million passenger vehicles worldwide, a gain of 2.3% compared to last year. That helped boost its total revenue 4.3% to just under $29 billion. However, Honda's operating profit dropped over 4% to $1.6 billion. The company blames the loss on falling sales in North America and Japan, but the company's net profit soared nearly 18% to $1.4 billion. But in a worrying note, Honda forecasts that going forward, its profits will go down. I'm sure we've all seen a click it or ticket commercial before and know the benefits of wearing a seatbelt, but did you know that they could also save you from a zombie attack? That's the latest message in a Halloween-themed commercial from the Michigan Office of Highway Safety and Planning. Good thing zombies don't know how to buckle up, and we hasten to add, no zombies were harmed during the making of this commercial. Coming up next, it's time for a little bit different of a take on You Said It.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
On this week's You Said It, we thought we'd take a little bit of a different tack. Usually, we're answering your auto-related questions, but today, we'd like to share with you what some viewers have been saying about Autoline programming. Like Gavin Smith, who wrote in and said how much he loved our Autoline on the road coverage from the Paris Auto Show and congratulated us on our new single topic format. Thanks, Gavin. We like it too and think that it's easier for the audience to consume. And if you liked Paris, don't miss our upcoming auto show coverage from LA, Detroit, and maybe even the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Meanwhile, Dan Moran from Muskegon, Michigan, over on the west side of our home state, said he just stumbled onto Autoline this week on his local PBS affiliate, that's WGVC over there in Grand Rapids, and was impressed by, in his words, the thoughtful, engaging discussion on technology, and says he's now going to become a regular viewer. Dan joined folks like Greg Wyatt from Vancouver, British Columbia, who's been watching for some time now. Greg catches us each week on cable in Canada and was especially impressed with our Autoline this week on the Mexican auto industry, where he learned about free trade agreements between the U.S. and its neighbor to the south. Now, when it comes to our Autoline After Hours audience, JC caught our show from the management briefing seminars and loved our interview with the Chinese Bob Lutz, Professor Frank Zhao. In fact, he'd like to see the good professor join us for an episode of Autoline this week, if we can arrange it. And we're working on it, JC, but he lives and works in China, so don't hold your breath. Also, AAH viewer Mike Rogers from Texas writes that he likes the insight that Michelle Krebs brings to the show and would like to see her appear more often. Well, as an analyst for the Auto Trader Group, appearing on cable news and business shows and being a juror for the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards, she's pretty busy. But I promise you, she will be back on AAH soon. However, you can catch her sooner than that when she appears on an upcoming episode of Autoline This Week with Buick and GMC's Vice President of Sales, Duncan Aldred, coming up in November. And finally, another AAH viewer, James Schultz, wraps up this edition of You Said It with something we all agree with. James writes that AAH co-host Gary Vasilash has been, what he calls, a fantastic addition to Autoline After Hours. And how can you disagree with that? Hey, thanks for all your great feedback to all our shows, and keep it coming. But anyway, that wraps up today's show.